A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
On the assignment and transfer of tax refund permits. Currently in the statute today, a refund permit is not assignable and not transferable. We've come up with a lot of situations where entities have changed. They've applied for a refund permit, maybe applied under a corporation, and then for maybe loan structuring reasons or legitimate business reasons, they changed to an LP or an LLC. Under the current statute today, we cannot assign that refund permit to that new entity. This bill would allow us to do it. This bill is what I consider a business-friendly bill. Like I said, we've had several situations where this has occurred with our refund permit holders. I would urge you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Talley. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1011? Any further proponents? Hearing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1011? Seeing none. Once again, there are no opponents, so we will waive the rebuttal on House Bill 1011 and open up to committee questions. Representative Noem.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Talley, I have a question for you. On the top of page 2, it talks about how the reorganization must be for a legitimate business purpose. Can you tell me all the different ranges that you've seen, and is that defined in statute? How do you determine what a legitimate business purpose is?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Noem, I can give you a couple of examples. Usually what happens with a business is they'll send us a letter, and they will explain how their business structure has changed. And some of the things that we have considered is a lot of it has to do with them restructuring for loan purposes. And we would look at the letter and make a determination if that is a legitimate business purpose. I don't think that's defined in the statute anywhere. We would look at the letter, look at the information presented by the applicant, and make a determination that way. In the situations that we've had, I'm familiar with 3 of them, and all of those would have been considered legitimate business purposes for reorganization.
And then the what they do is they completely start over with paperwork. Is that correct? It says they fill out a new permit, but does this get simplified for them so that they're not necessarily starting from scratch?
Mr. Chairman, what we would do is we would have the new entity file an amended permit application. So, for instance, if they had filed for a refund under the old permit application, for instance, as a corporation, then we would allow them to file an amended permit, and then we would just continue on with the refund process. So we wouldn't deny any refund under the corporation if they changed to the LP or the LLC.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, we will close the question part of the hearing and move to committee action and or discussion. Representative Noem.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move do pass.
Motion by Noem do pass, second by Representative Greenfield. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none. This is final action. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Cutler. Bikert.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Junkie. Kirkaby.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lederman. Russell?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Noem?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 13 ayes, 2 excused.
The do pass motion passes with majority vote of the members elect and will hereby go to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I'd move consent.
Motion by Greenfield, move consent. Is there a second? Representative Fikert. Any comments on that motion? All those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. It will go to consent. Representative Fikert, would you like to carry that bill in the event that it gets pulled off?
Yes.
Okay. Very well, then. Representative Greenfield, would you be willing to carry that bill in the Republican caucus?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you're really weighing me down.
I know. I tell you what. That's what happens when you speak up. Okay, well, that was very easy. I don't expect we'll have another day like that, so we will probably have a committee hearing on Tuesday, but keep your eyes open for an agenda. We'll see what comes down the pike, and we'll be getting quite a few bills today. I know they're rolling in pretty fast, so with that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
moved by Gibson, second by Greenfield. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. We are adjourned.